Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. We call on El Roi, the God who sees me. And we thank you that you see us, Lord. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah! I declare the enemies of God are falling. I can only declare the words that God has put in my mouth. God has arisen and his enemies are scattered. I don't want to look back at what the enemy has been doing. I am looking now at what is. And what is the fact that God has begun to turn the lies of the enemy and change is here. Be hot for God and not lukewarm. I see rivers of waters, rivers of healing waters. Wherever Jesus went, he brought healing. Even when he went into hell to take back the keys that Adam had lost, the action of what he did brought us healing. And that is what we are going to experience now. Now that our God has moved, now that our God has put an end to the plans of ungodly spirits who tried to move ahead of God's timeline. So healing manifests now on a massive scale, on a supernatural scale. And you will hear of and see many healings. So come to the waters. Come to the waters of a more closer walk with Holy Spirit. I declare that even as I speak, for those of you who want it, that a river of healing waters is opening up to you right now. This is the word that the Lord gave me, that just as when he gave the plans for the temple to Ezekiel in chapter 43, he specifically said, for those who are ashamed of their iniquities. So he says now in Ezekiel 47, so as my Holy Spirit pours forth rivers of healing waters, for it shall not be little, it shall be much. So it is for those who are ashamed of their iniquities, as he said in Ezekiel 47, he says now, so it is for those who require the Lord as their life's blood, as a vital necessity, as their right as a child of God. So shall they receive it. Rivers of healing waters waiting to be unleashed, and they shall be healed and be blessed and be filled and be fruitful. Amen. So come to the waters, come to overflow. Come and drink fully so that you shall thirst no more. Ask Holy Spirit to fill you until you overflow. Overflow till you have to witness. Overflow till you cannot keep it in. Overflow till you cannot keep silent. Silent no more. This era has changed. The Lord has done it. It is time to feast of God's Holy Spirit. It is time to dwell in God's Holy Spirit. Rest, dwell, stay, and abide. I always encourage you to shout, to make a noise, to make a sound. And just in case you should say, well, what should I shout? What sound should I make? Then I refer you to Scripture. Many times we have been through Psalm 23. Declare, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It is a battle cry. It is a declaration. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. in a place of comfort. Hallelujah. Psalm 91, make it personal. I declare that I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and that I am fixed and stable under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I say of the Lord, He is my rock and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I declare, hallelujah, that I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, my God in whom I trust. Declare the decrees and the desires of your heart. If your heart belongs to the Lord, then your heart's desires are His desires. Psalm 121, I lift my eyes unto the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let my foot slip. He who covers Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Praise the Lord. And even now that God has done what He said He would do, even now as the ungodly spirits and Satan's plans are crumbling, I still encourage you to make a sound, make a noise, make these declarations, sing, shout the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a battle cry. Shout victory. Speak scripture. Just read it out aloud. The enemy hates scripture because he knows scripture. Tell him and remind the enemy and let him know that your Father is in heaven and hallowed is His name, and His kingdom shall come and His will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. Even as we now watch Satan's plans falling, sing and worship and praise and thank our wonderful God for what He has done. In your own words, declare what the goodness of the Lord has done for you. Yes, evangelize. Yes, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, you evangelist, you. You preacher, you, oh, you teacher, I call you forth in the name of Jesus. Go be a true Christian and enjoy it. Enjoy the victory. We always have the victory. What Jesus did on the cross can never be taken away. There was never any doubt that we have the victory. And now we enjoy the victory. We can now see the hand of God moving. Change is here. We call forth all of God's people to their rightful place. We call forth the remnant to step fully into their anointing. We call forth God's people to a walk of holiness, into reverential fear of the Lord. We have had to learn not to listen to unholiness, not to talk ungodly, to let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. We have had to learn not to watch ungodliness. We have had to let the reverential fear of Almighty God guide us and lead us through the gross darkness. We call forth God's anointed Cyrus to become David. We call forth 45. We call forth President 45 to stand in his rightful place. We shall not come under that spirit of Jezebel. We will not listen to lies because we can hear the voice of Jesus and another we will not follow. We cannot be bought because we humble ourselves in reverential fear of Almighty God as wheat. As wheat we bow down, but the tares stand up in pride. Hallelujah. Jezebel came to bring destruction to America, to bring anything ungodly, whether sexual or political, against God's plans for America. I looked up the phrase Jezebel spirit, and some explanations said a disposition or demonic influence that causes to create rifts in the church and in marriages through cunning, deception, and seduction. Led Israel astray in their foreign worship of idols, 1 Kings 18. And she murdered anyone who protested her introduction of Baal worship into the kingdom. Okay, so let's see. This spirit got rid of anyone who opposed its ungodly attack of godly principles. Right, that seems familiar to me. That seems very familiar to me right now. In Revelation, the letters to the churches, the church is reminded not to tolerate Jezebel, and we must use our heavenly authority to do this. As I have said before, it's not just because I like the song, These Are the Days of Elijah, but we can move in that spirit of Elijah to call down God's fire, to burn the lies of the enemy. God's wisdom has given us wisdom. Remember, as the truth comes out, the liars might manufacture more falsities, more chaos in whatever way they can, because we have all seen that this is one of the things that they do. Remember, we know their tactics. Do not fall into their fear-mongering. Let them continue to eat themselves. Ungodly news media is babbling. Hallelujah. And I would ask you right now, if you have not received the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and if you would like to do so, would you like to repeat these words with me now? Would you say with me, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. I receive that right now, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I turn away from my sins. I repent, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill me completely and leave no room for the enemy. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Can I just share with you something that the Lord has laid on my heart? When he just speaks to us in that one-to-one moment, it comes across to me that the Lord, he is saddened when he thinks they don't believe me. They don't realize who I am, how big I am, how capable I am. And I believe he's really just looking right now for those who will believe and trust in him and stand in him and not waver and know that they know that they know God is God, and there is no one like him, and there is no other. He made us in his image. He made us so he could talk to us spirit to spirit. He says, just believe, believe me. And it's just back to basics. It's back to what we know. It's back to the simplicity. I just ask you to believe and know God is God. Amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772 344